I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation. I have my good friend, Carolyn Gagger, a nurse midwife with Ultrasound for Midwives. She has done some amazing work with ultrasound services training across the country the last 40 years. And I'm going to link to the bottom her full in detailed resume and description from our last video. But today I want to talk about all her amazing services that Ultrasound for Midwives provides.
Well, it's keeping me busy. Let's say that.
Yeah. So maybe just where you originally started and then just the last year, how it's evolved. Because I think that's nice for business owners to know we adapt and adjust to our living situations. You didn't predict COVID, so that will be part of our basic conversation. But what your intention of your services were and what they've evolved into.
What I started with doing was I was retired from clinical practice and looking forward to doing something to stay involved with midwifery. And ultrasound has been one of my favorite skills and that I've had for over 40 years, and decided to do ultrasound education because there's so much of a need from midwives. Well, I didn't have a clinical practice to be able to teach within, so I decided I would teach people in their own practice. And so I started out by going to individual midwifery practices around the United States and taught them with a full day of lecture about ultrasound and physics and liability and documentation and all the things that go into an ultrasound practice. And then a full day of hands-on scanning with everything from normal GYN anatomy and looking for an IUD up to first trimester, second trimester, third trimester. We ended it up with biophysical profiles and such. And it was really a great start, but I lacked good marketing for it. So it was pretty much word of mouth to get out there and get that done.
Well, when you're one person and you're serving the country hands-on, you know, referral word of mouth isn't a bad way to go.
That's right. And it worked for me for a while. And then when COVID hit, round the country travel stopped, and here I am at home and still had people that were anxious to get ultrasound training. And how could we do it? Well, just like everybody else, we went to Zoom. And so throughout the pandemic, I was teaching midwifery students and midwives, CPMs, CNMs. I had a couple of groups of family practice docs, and we talked about ultrasound and learned ultrasound sometimes in very limited context, and other times looking at the full big picture. I did lots of full day lectures during
that.
Well,
the cool part is you customize to their needs. Like, you're going to Cleveland in a little bit and they wanted a review, a refresher. So I think it's so cool when you're a business owner, you adapt, you're like, this is my kind of overview mission and services, but each practice is different what their needs are.
It's absolutely true. And so with each practice, I always wanted to know, what is your practice like? What do you need the skills to do most? Do you mostly need to be learning first trimester because you're going to do first trimester scans on everyone and learn the other things as well, but we'll stock up with first trimester volunteers. How is it that your needs can be met? So that was one of the things that I really enjoyed doing, was being able to meet the specific needs of the practice. And I went to birth centers, home birth practices, to big hospital practices, all around. So it was really fun to be able to personalize that. And I have loved doing that. But
well, I think it's amazing you now get to do it again. COVID put us in lockdown. You had to adapt quickly to online access only. And now that we're able to travel again, you've been doing it and you've added a few people to your team. So you can go to more places and you can pick and choose. Okay, this is the area I want to go. This is a great group for me versus, hey, I've got somebody on my team that's got just as much years as experience. So I think it's amazing you've created multiple accesses within your company just the last year to fill needs that you're noticing.
Right. Well, now I have developed my, what I call dream team, that are midwives and a nurse practitioner who have been doing ultrasound for a long period of time, are certified, and are going to be doing traveling with me and for me to be doing this education as well. And so it just gives me an opportunity to be able to expand how much knowledge it can get out there. And I keep finding at every turn, the demand is high. It seems like each new product that we introduce, the demand comes back very
tenfold of like, add this to it. This is the barrier. And so, yeah, it's been so fun. Even watching, we took 6 months taking your wonderful content and creating an online comprehensive course, and how quickly those first few weeks, our minds were blown away. We're like, yay, we'll get excited if we get 8 to 10 people sign up. And we got like way more because the demand was there and you had a great marketing, you had a great focus in the content. People are craving it. And then there was the challenge of, okay, we can do the online, but how do we get the in-person? I can't pay to have Carolyn come across country just for me. How do we bridge this gap?
Right. So now we're back fully functioning, and we have this wonderful event coming up in September. We'll be in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we'll have 3 full days of hands-on scanning with 3 instructors, so we can teach 36 people in one long weekend. And what a great opportunity. I think we're going to have a great time as well.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. We have, like we were joking, it's not, I thought it would be mostly the Midwest, but people are more than happy to fly and travel. And the group rate, it's so affordable, because before you would have to charge a lot more for your time exchanging. And that's what I love about being a business owner and like starting the company I did. I love finding the challenges, not just traditional clinical midwifery practices have, but also the midwives that are supporting the midwives. And I saw with you so much immense, it was like this lamp that needed to be shined and put to the, like, how do we create an immense opportunity? Like, there were barriers. People want to get certified. People want to get trained. Carolyn has a wealth of knowledge. She's one person. How do we figure this out? And even like the on-site course, we were doing the number crunching and it didn't make financial sense for you to come out for 4 to 6 midwives with the cost we were looking at for affordability. But if we had you come out for a 3-day stretch and we worked out these systems, it made financial sense. And now we can serve 36 midwives. So I have so much fun creating these little solutions to current challenges so that we can access your services more.
Well, and I wouldn't have done it without you. So it's really nice putting heads together with different knowledge bases. And like you have said, anything is possible. If you have an idea, if you have a passion that you think should be shared, then do it. There's great ways to do that. And midwives are always looking to soak up new knowledge.
I always stress, as midwives, we got to get past our own glass ceiling effect, because we make too many assumptions. Well, I don't have time for it. I said, okay, this is a great idea, a dream. Let's not leverage your time. Let's figure out. So no, I think it's amazing. You're semi-retired. You don't want to be on the road 60, 70 hours a week. And how do we get these different learning styles to different access points? And even like in Africa, Nigeria, like I've been blown away the international exposure you've been getting, which is so cool, because it's not just the US midwives craving this knowledge.
No, and I'm about to embark on some international work, and I think that's very exciting because midwives are so appreciated and needed in the developing world. And using ultrasound is one of the things that's very important for them to have at their fingertips. So we're going to help them do that.
Oh, I can't wait the next couple of years. I mean, you will be traveling the world or having your team travel the world and be the international known company for ultrasound training of midwives. I'm so excited to see the potential you have. To wrap up all of your services, Carolyn, people can choose to have you come on site. Like if they want to pay for you to come for their practice, big or small, you can customize it to their needs. You could do the online classes if you want to talk about those ones that you have out there.
Well, I have an online course now that is about an 8 to 10 hour course, depending on how long you take with it. That is basically what I've taught before in a 1 day period, but it's got added benefit of business knowledge and marketing and
all the billing aspect. Yep. So we try to take it to the next level, not just for a midwife that's running a private practice, but if you're also employed in a hospital setting, you want to advocate your value. You want to advocate some revenue streams because sometimes when budgets get tight, we wanted to keep midwifery practices around long-term. And so having that financial understanding, whether you're employed or you are the business owner, it's still very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I have the online program now. Then if you're interested in that, go to ultrasoundformidwives.com and click on online courses and you'll be right there and get to see what it's all about.
Yep, there's two. There's the comprehensive one that's for prepping for the certification. It has the ACNM CEUs, but then there's also the one that's more affordable, more condensed for the student side. It's if you want to talk a little bit about the differences between the two.
Right, we have those two courses. The student one is more of an introduction to ultrasound. When would you order ultrasounds? How do you read an ultrasound exam? Report that you get from someone else. So it's they're packaged differently. And then the big package is what I've been talking about the most, really is the most comprehensive and appropriate for practicing providers. So it's not just midwives, it's midwives, NPs, PAs, physicians, can take advantage of the information in the course and the resources that are available there. So do that online. And again, I'm available to come. This week I'm going to do a comprehensive practice assessment for a group that I taught a couple of years ago so that they'll be ready to take their certification exam very soon. So that's exciting as well. Looking forward to it.
I'm excited you're able to travel because I know you love training on site in person, getting to know midwives. So I'm excited you finally get to do that again so they can reach out if they're interested, figuring out your schedule, where you're being, or maybe someone on your team you've added now could come to their area. So definitely reach out to Carolyn if you're ever curious. She definitely customizes things because everybody's needs are different depending on the practice, the location, and what you want. What are the best ways they can get a hold of you, Carolyn?
Best way to get me is go to my website, ultrasoundformidwives.com, and that has all of my contact information. Send me a message if you like, or give me a call. Look forward
Sounds
to
great. Well, podcast. Thank you so much, Carolyn, and I'm so excited to see all the more additional services and expansion you're going to provide to the midwives and providers.
Thank you.